Hello, food lovers, and welcome back to the Simple Recipe Box podcast. I'm your host, Ben Harper, here to walk you through another delicious culinary creation. Today, we're mixing things up with a drink recipe that'll sweep you off to the enchanting atmosphere of Epcot, the Violet Sake. Whether you've tried this stunning cocktail at the park, or you're simply curious about new flavors, this episode is for you. Violet sake is a modern twist on traditional Japanese sake that has become a favorite for its elegant color and floral notes. Before we dive into the recipe, let's take a quick look at its significance. Sake in Japan marks celebrations and ceremonies, and by infusing it with violet, we add a touch of contemporary charm, making it perfect for any occasion. Now, let's get our tools ready. You'll need a high-quality sake as your base, violet liqueur for that unique flavor, a cocktail shaker, some ice, and measuring tools to keep the ingredients balanced. On to the ingredients. For our violet sake, you'll need 1 cup of a light fruity sake, 2 tablespoons of Monin Desert pear syrup to capture that distinct flavor, 1/2 cup of lemonade for a citrusy twist, and 1 handful of edible violet petals for garnish. Now let's put it all together. Start by chilling your sake to ensure it melds perfectly without overpowering the violet notes. In your cocktail shaker, combine the violet liqueur and lemonade. Add ice, not too much, as we don't want to dilute the flavors. Give it a good shake. Next, strain this mixture into a glass filled with ice and slowly pour the chilled sake over the back of a spoon onto the violet mixture to create a stunning layering effect. This not only looks impressive, but helps the flavors blend beautifully. And there you have it, a glass of Epcot-style violet sake ready to be enjoyed. Remember, the key to a perfect violet sake lies in the quality of your ingredients and the precision of your measurements. Feel free to adjust the ratios to find your ideal taste and always serve it chilled for the best experience. As you sip on this delightful concoction, why not think about serving ideas? A cool temperature enhances its floral notes, and a garnish of an orchid or lemon twist can make it visually appealing. And if you're curious about storing your violet sake, keep it in a cool, dark place to preserve its flavors. Proper storage ensures that your sake remains delightful for any spontaneous celebration. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you enjoy making and savoring this exquisite violet sake as much as I do. For more recipes and tips, visit my blog, Simple Recipe Box. Until next time, keep pouring creativity into your glasses and dishes. Cheers to your culinary adventures.